The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello and welcome. It's hour number four, hour four of our terrestrial radio program. We thank you for supporting the podcast. Don't forget the fifth hour podcast with Penny versus the Penny and all the other bells and whistles. The mailbag on that will be available starting on Friday, so starting tomorrow. But here in hour number four, how come the Tennessee Titan fans have a beef with A.J. Brown? A.J. Brown talked about this. And who got the best of that A.J. Brown trade from the Titans to the Eagles? Where does A.J. Brown rank on the ladder of NFL pass catchers in this moment in time, circa 2022? We talk about that as well. Right now, here it is, hour number four. Remember the Titans? I know one guy that does. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, head on, as we throw a wobbler coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and colossally powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the Slinger. As we are just cheap talk slingers under the cover of darkness, we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And we're back here. We will have Benny versus the Penny coming up a little bit later on the big Thursday night game tonight as the Buffalo Bills take on the Patriots in an AFC East matchup. Not a bad matchup, although these games recently, other than bad weather games, have not been particularly competitive. Will it be different tonight? Many people think it's a birthright now for the Bills Mafia to just blow the doors off the Patriots. We'll see if the Patriots can make it a game tonight. We'll have that coming up in a few. Our lead this hour, Coming, though, from down I-95 there, the Delaware Valley, the Eagles flying in the clouds this season, 9-1. The Birds currently nesting atop the overall standings in the big National Football League. Now, this week is a interesting matchup for one person in particular, A.J. Brown, the talented wide receiver, as he goes against his old squad, the Titans, here. And if you haven't been following, maybe not, maybe you haven't heard what he had to say about the Tennessee fan in the lead-up to the big game. So if you missed it, A.J. Brown, among other things, said that the Titan fans, quote, hate him after he forced a trade to Philadelphia. Brown telling a gaggle of ink-stained reporters that part of it, he said, is his fault. Only part of it. Only part of it. He said, quote, I mean, some people still love me, but I think the majority of their fans are out to get me. It's a part of it, though. Close quote from A.J. Brown. So let us discuss the question. How come the Titan fans have a beef with A.J. Brown? I've got divorce court, daily double, and Hawaiian roll. And we'll combine all of these things together, and we are going to make a steak sandwich on a hoagie is what we're going to make. All right, so to kick off, A.J. Brown knows what's going on. I don't think he's all that upset by this. He's the one that stoked the flames. He wanted his paper. He said, give me. I want all the dead presidents I can get. The Titans said, nah, you know, we want to pay you below market rate. We don't want to pay you. We're a running team. We're not a passing team. Whatever. So A.J. Brown, if you remember, he very publicly transformed. Not into Megatron. He transformed into the Prophet of Doom. And he practiced social distancing from the Tennessee football team, demanding a trade. He went to syndicated television, divorce court, raising a ruckus. And Brown took a cartoon-sized needle and he burst the bubble of love that the Tennessee Titan fans had given him. And as a result, it's irreconcilable differences, right? A failure to communicate, there were debt problems, financial issues, a lack of intimacy. And Brown has been trolling the Titans on social media. Every time they have a bad half or a bad game, you know he's watching. Guy must have a lot of boredom issues, and he's reacting, right? The wheels are spinning there in his head. He's like, how can I screw with these guys? And he loves it. And I understand that. Anybody that's changed jobs, anyone that has changed careers and had kind of an awkward ending at one business and gone to another business, you do have that. You do have that. That's a natural thing. But it's also natural to have good sports hate, to have your mojo as a fan. That's the greatest hate we can have, sports hate. It's like, I don't like you because you play for the wrong team. Tribalism, that's the way to do it. Now, furthermore, who got the best? We're not done with this. And right now, we pause in this radio broadcast. Who got the best of the A.J. Brown trade from the Eagles to the Titans? So that one is easy. The grade has not changed. It was the talk of the town when the trade went down. The scale is leaning heavily as we do the calculations here towards Browntown, A.J. Brown. Brown traded to Philly for a first and a third round pick. Now, the Titans, what did they get? They turned that pick, the first round pick, into Treylon Burks at number 18, first round pick from, I believe, Arkansas. And the 101st pick, which is a third round pick, the Titans traded that in a deal to get Malik Willis. So it's hard to judge that because that was packaged with other picks. So really all you've got is Burks. And if you want to credit Malik Willis, the backup developmental quarterback, go ahead. But Burks is a speed demon. He's only got 24 receptions, no receiving touchdowns this season for the Titans. And he's run for a couple of touchdowns. His catch rate is not that great. So the Titans trading the third-round pick, along with a different first-round pick to the Jets to get the pick that ended up being the aforementioned Malik Willis. So it muddies the waters. So the grade is pretty much Traylon, you know, the trade grade is Brown for Burks, which is obviously a win for A.J. Brown, who has been dinged up. He's been injured. He still has 53 catches, and he's averaging about 16 yards a catch and has had 7 touchdowns. More importantly, for A.J. Brown, he's the winner in the room. Outstanding. As he's in one of those tubes where they put the money and they put the fan up. The money's blowing everywhere, right? Oh, yeah. He hit the daily double because he's on a very good team in the NFC. He's driving the Brinks truck, and it's great. Right? He's improved his perception and his reality in Philadelphia, being paid a lot of gold bullion, $57 million in guaranteed moolah, and he can make more money in 2025. So he can get out. The contract has an out 2025. So at age 27, he'll get another contract. What a pain in the ass for the teams, but good for him. Good for him. All right, parting shot. Where does A.J. Brown rank on the Maller ladder of NFL pass catchers circa 2022? All right, so I don't do list radio, but on my big board, on my ladder, climbing the ladder there, A.J. Brown is not a top five receiver. He is, however, barely in the top 10. Right? He's number 10 on the Maller ladder. Number 10. And why? Well, I'll explain why. But who's ahead of him? Glad you asked. Well, Tyreek Hill, Cooper Kupp, he's hurt, Stephon Diggs, Justin Jefferson of the Vikings, Devontae Adams, even though the Raiders blow, Amon-Ra St. Brown, I have him higher up on the ladder for the Lions. Chris Godwin of Tampa. DK Metcalf. Terry McLaurin of the Commanders. And then A.J. Brown. After that, sorry, with apologies to CeeDee Lamb and a bunch of other receivers who are not there. Now, why is that? Brown, the reason I have him in that spot on the ladder, he is not the focal point of what Philadelphia does on offense. And he's got 7 touchdowns, and man, that's great, and that's wonderful and all that. But his value is lower than someone like Amon-Ra St. Brown, who is the focal point when he's playing. He's the guy that moves the Lions offense, or certainly Justin Jefferson in Minnesota. Like, I look at the Eagles, and what's the straw that stirs the drink? It's Jalen Hurts. He's a running back playing quarterback, right? Running and stumbling and bumbling and all that. And that's the meat and potatoes of the Philadelphia offense. It's Jalen Hurts. A.J. Brown's a Hawaiian roll. He's a side dish. Like, I love a good Hawaiian roll, but you don't necessarily need it if the meat and the potatoes are good. That's an added bonus there. So that's the way it is. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show as we press on and on and on. This portion of the show made possible by Discover Card. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms, they do apply, and there's a little football game going on tonight. And on this show, we like to handicap the Thursday games, and why don't we do that right now?
Welcome, players.
You're welcome.
Are you up for more Maller mayhem?
Yeah!
It's time now. The Benny versus the Penny.
That it is. We kick off now, believe it or not, week 13 of the NFL regular season. And not a terrible matchup. Not a terrible matchup in this AFC East as it kicks off tonight with the Patriots at home just after 8 o'clock taking on the Buffalo Bills. The forecast, temperatures in the 30s, but no blizzard or anything like that at Gillette Stadium tonight. Buffalo comes in 8-3. New England 6-5. It's on the Amazon with Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit. Now, we have seen some line movement in this game, and Buffalo opened up a 5.5-point favorite. It is all the way down to 3.5. The money, 59%. So it's not a big difference, but on the side of Buffalo. Some of the trends coming into this game, Josh Allen and the Bills, they've got a great record, but as a favorite, their last 10 games, and they've been favored just about every week, Buffalo just 4-6 against the spread. So if you're a gambler, You've won 6 out of 10 betting against the Bills. And on the road, the Bills are just 2-5 against the spread. Their last 7 on the road. And the Patriots have been a pretty good team at home. Not necessarily straight up, but gambling-wise, they've won 7 of the last 10 for gamblers against the spread. So I got all kinds of numbers here. I'm going to take the Patriots, and here's why. Mac Jones playing a little bit better. Last month, he's actually the 6th-ranked quarterback in the NFL. It's not hard to believe. It is. Josh Allen, meanwhile, with all those turnovers and all the brain farts, is ranked 35th over the last month. So you're getting a hotter quarterback, if you believe in such things. The Bills also have sprung some leaks on defense. You've got Von Miller, who is out. He's back on the injured list. They've got 3 starters that are dinged up. Von Miller's backup is hurting. And Deion Dawkins, the left tackle of the Bills, he's out for the game tonight. So the Patriots have a pretty good defense, at least statistically a pretty good defense. They haven't been very good against Buffalo in recent years, for the most part, other than bad weather. And the Bills' defense, the last 3 weeks, overall they're ranked 12th, but the last 3 weeks they're ranked 26th in the NFL. The Patriots lately have the number one ranked defense. So if you look at everything that's happened recently, it's all pointing towards the Patriots. We do like our home dogs. I wish it was more than 3.5, but that's all it is, right? The line went down to 3.5. So we're going to take the Patriots here. Patriots on a thrilling late field goal, 27, and the Bills, 26, the final, and the Penny picks.
Penny agrees with you, Ben, going with the Patriots.
All right, all that to agree. And if you like this, if you think this is something you can get into, don't forget Benny versus the Penny, the full podcast with limited commercial interruption. You can check that out on Fridays. It is a spinoff of this radio show. Every Friday morning, we've got a great record going. We'll probably blow it before the end of the year, but who knows? You can hear all of our picks every game against the spread on the 5th Hour podcast. So make sure you subscribe to that wherever you get your podcast, and you can enjoy the frivolity, if that's even a thing. I don't even know if that's a thing, but the picks, the never-ending picks. All right, straight ahead, an old friend is back in the sports radio news cycle. You remember Antonio Brown? AB is back at it again. What is he doing now? We'll get to that. We'll take your calls and your messages on social media. We'll get to it all, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hey, it's Maller here. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Maller. It's my last name. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly with code Maller. Again, that's code Maller only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Continental tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
For better or worse, the Ben Maller Show is not general issue sports talk. The Maller Militia is all-inclusive, welcoming everyone from the country club to the trailer park to those waving the metal detectors on the sandy beaches west of the 405. Facebook is a fun zone for all of us. You can chat with other P1s. It's free and easy. Simply like our Ben Maller Show page on Facebook. And with that, we work it back to the TireRack.com studios with a man who once a month will head to a motorhome expo to check out what he really wants is to be having wheels on his house.
Thank you, Dahmer. Appreciate that. You saw him in that documentary. He's here working for us. Go figure. So Antonio Brown back in the headlines of sorts. We'll get to that. Also a mini rant about LeBron up to his old shtickla. And we'll get to that coming up in a bit. We began this hour ranting and raving about the Tennessee Titans and the Philadelphia Eagles, that matchup with A.J. Brown and his relationship with the Tennessee Titans and all that. But let me just get, I'll get to the Antonio Brown story here, and then we'll move on from that. We'll take some calls as well. And there was a report, although not confirmed, that Antonio Brown, there was an issue, a domestic issue, that has been, at this point, debunked. But there is a report saying that a judge in Tampa denied the police department there. There was an order to restrict Antonio Brown, the former NFL receiver, from using his guns. That the police in Tampa, according to the story here, they believe that AB might be a danger to himself or others. And the judge, though, denied that order. So I imagine as the sun comes up here on this first day of December that we'll learn more about that. I also anticipate, and I'm never wrong about these things, that LeBron James will be a topic of conversation on the Talking Head shows. After the Laker game last night, LeBron lectured the media. He was asked a bunch of random questions after the Lakers played the Trailblazers. And then he turned it around and he was upset with the Laker media toe suckers that they did not ask him a question about an NFL owner. LeBron was upset that he was not asked about the photograph. We talked about this last week on the show. During Thanksgiving, the story came out. There's an old photo, 60-plus-year-old photo of Jerry Jones 14 years old, and he was in the crowd that were attempting to block black students from entering at this high school in Little Rock, North Little Rock High School. Photo was from 1957, right? That's 65 years ago, and LeBron decided to make it all about LeBron and play the victim card and all that, and he wanted to know why. He said, I was wondering why I haven't gotten questions from you guys about that Jerry Jones photo, but when the Kyrie thing was going on, you guys were quick to answer our questions. All right, let's answer that. Why was LeBron possibly not asked about Jerry Jones? Let's see. A, I must have, I looked at Pro Football Reference. I don't recall Jerry Jones ever employing LeBron James. I do recall Kyrie Irving and LeBron James being teammates, so that's number one. Number two, the story was from last week. Sure, shouldn't LeBron have been asked about it last week? It was in the Washington Post. They published the photograph on their website and whatnot. So shouldn't LeBron have, like, where was this question last week? Did he just learn about it? Why didn't he learn about it last week? Why did he learn about it this week? The Lakers played games last week. What happened, LeBron? Are you not up on the news? And then I love the whataboutism. That is outstanding, right? It's like, well, you know, Kyrie's an anti-Semite lover, and Jerry Jones, at age 14, you know, he was racist, whatever. So, you know, what about that? What about this? What about that? You know, poor LeBron, I can't, you know, I'm the spokesman for the world. But as I remember, maybe I'm wrong on this, but when the Kyrie story was bubbling up, LeBron didn't have a lot to say at the beginning of that. Right? He didn't have a lot to say at the very beginning of that. Once everything went crashing down there, and Mother Nike, the almighty overlords at Nike, chimed in, then LeBron had a little freedom there, a little freedom to opine. But it is funny. I think we should ask LeBron about, I don't know, let's ask him some issues in China, since he wants to talk about everything and all that. But he did say, he does not condone any kind of hate. He said in the Jewish community, black community, Asian community. Now, sweatshops in Asia or people being imprisoned in China, you got things going on. You know, can't fix everything. But there you go. LeBron James making it all about him. All right, let's go to the phones. Dean is in Denver, and he is up here on Fox Sports Radio. Hello, Dean.
Good morning, Big Ben. Always a pleasure chopping it up with you. I must say, that was a wonderful monologue on the hockey. That was a great tribute to the late, great Eddie Garcia.
Yeah, we're going to miss Eddie. He had a good time here at Fox Sports Radio, but we move on.
Yeah, I just got a couple things I'd like to talk with you about, Big Ben. Number one, I hate to do it, but every now and then you got to give credit where credit's due. Almond Butterfingers actually said something right this morning. He said that lot lizards will say hi to everybody at the truck stop. Now, we all know how he knows that, so we don't need to go any further into that. Thing number two, we don't do shout-outs on this show, right?
No, so, not a morning show. The morning radio guys get paid a lot of money, and they're morning zoo shows, and we're not. We're like zoo animals, but we're not a morning zoo show.
So we absolutely will not be giving a shout-out to Rob in Vegas this morning. Hail, hail to the victors. Last but not least, Ben.
No. Oh, that's like a dog whistle about Michigan football. I see what you did there. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, no shout outs. Dog whistle.
Yeah.
Anyways, I know that the NFL pays the bills. They're the big dogs. They take care of you and your family. But I'm wondering, could we get a monologue about the CFP? Because it's really exciting this year. And there's a lot of possibilities for who could end up in that Final Four.
Yeah, so the reason we don't do a lot of college football on the show is that there's two reasons. Number one is it's a very regional sport. Right? That's number one. Number two, and this is the big problem we have, the show is dark on the weekends. We're not at the catbird seat here. We're not. Most all college football games are played on Saturday. Right? That's when the big ones are played, and we're not here on Saturday. By the time we come back, it's Sunday night into Monday morning, and we got a full card of NFL games. So college football takes a back seat. But you'll be happy to know, Dean, that later on, when we get closer to that championship of college football, the Final Four, we will be giving blow-by-blow coverage. And we will have spicy, hot Maller monologues and all that. And I will be watching this weekend to see who chokes at the last minute and who blows it. And so I look forward to starting on Friday night with the Pac-12 championship game, Utah and the men of Troy. All right, I got to go. Thank you, D. All right, get out of here.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it. Give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only six simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
game.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of General tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Here's another story Finley didn't mention. Aaron Donald not going to play for the Rams. First time in his career he's going to miss a game because of injury.
If the team was actually good, it would be a story. But
the reigning Super Bowl champions, buddy. Reigning Super Bowl champions.
Well,
Aaron Rodgers.
It's looking like it this
Aaron
year, too.
Aaron Rodgers said this week that he has an, quote, open mind, close quote, if the Packers asked to bench him to play Jordan Love. I'd have an open mind, too, if my money was guaranteed. You can bench my ass as long as you pay me. I don't care. Just pay me, bro. Just pay me. Hey, welcome to the Fox Sports Radio Tailgate presented by the Big Green Egg. Nothing beats the flavor of live fire cooking on a Big Green Egg. It's the most versatile grill you'll ever own, backed by a lifetime warranty. Roll with the best. Shop online for free delivery at biggreenegg.com. Lifetime warranty, free home delivery, biggreenegg.com. And it's wonderful to float a rumor and see how far it goes. Just like, let it free, like letting a bird free and seeing how far it flies and if it'll come back to you. And with that being said, The Athletic tossing out all kinds of rumors behind a paywall. One of them that had legs, it's bounced all over the echo chamber last 24 hours or so, involves Tom Brady. Yes, the speculation that Tom Brady is going to leave the Bucs after the year, likely to go back possibly to the New England Patriots. Say it ain't so, Batman. Chew on that. And the Pats would trade Mac Jones, get rid of him in a rampage on the quarterback market. Now, I actually think this has a chance of happening because every indicator, the reason that Brady left the Patriots was because of Giselle. Either she just didn't want to live in New England anymore. She didn't like Boston. It wasn't up to her speed. It was too cold, whatever. Or she thought that Brady was not getting his proper respect from Bill Belichick and the Patriot way and that he had to leave to get treated properly. And maybe it's both those things, possibly none of those things. But I'm buying in to the tinfoil hat crowd on this one, because publicly Brady and Belichick have been making out with each other in their interviews and how much they love each other and all this nonsense. And so that would lead you to believe the person that's out of the equation now is Giselle. And so it makes some sense. It does make some sense. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show as we continue on here, chopping down the early night hours. And let's say hello to Cowboy John Brad, who's hanging out in Windsor, Ontario, a fine Canadian lad. Hello, Cowboy.
Oh, hello, Ben. Well, my great-great-nephew Santana Turner was 4 yesterday, and his sister Kiana was 2 on November 8th. But anyway, rest in peace to the old Chargers quarterback John Hadel, and also to Christine McVie of Fleetwood Mac. By the way, her ex-husband John McVie was 76 on the 20th.
Never heard of.
But anyway, happy 45th birthday to Bradford P.
Hey,
Big
where
Brad
are the white
Back,
women at?
Delson, a guitarist and founder of Linkin Park. And let's see, 20 years ago today, Dave McNally, the old Orioles pitcher, died. It was
Poop
his
fest.
And Andy Messersmith's challenge to the reserve clause that led to its overturning on December 23rd, 1975. And two Hall of Famers in their respective sports died on this date. Bobby Lane, the old Lions quarterback, died 36 years ago today, 18 days short of his 60th birthday. And on December 1st, 1975, Nellie Fox, a former big league infielder, died at age 47. He was born Christmas Day, 1927. Of course, Aaron Rodgers will be 39 tomorrow. Oh, and Bo Jackson was 60 yesterday. Billy Idol was 67 yesterday.
Oh, man, Bo Jackson, 60?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, well, Bo knows his birthday, I guess. And also, let's see, Harold Castro, the former Tiger, was 29 yesterday. So, and Sugar Ray Leonard won the World Boxing Council welterweight title. The 15th round stoppage from Wilson Benitez, 43 years ago yesterday. Speak to people about money. Come on, bye.
There he goes. Cowboy John Brad, where he goes, only he knows. No one else knows. Only him. This portion of the show made possible by our friends at Discover Card. The only credit card I need. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms, they do apply. As we go for the jugular, we've got fact or fiction. If you'd like to be one of my judges for fact or fiction, call right now. Operators are standing by. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Boopy pie, you want a boopy pie?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We need your help to multiply the Mallard Militia. Support our humble ploy to take over the nocturnal audio world one new listener at a time. Spread the gospel by tagging and posting about the Ben Mallard Show on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all other social media, even Facebook and MySpace. You will help get the message out for others to join the brotherhood of the Ben Mallard Show. Now let's get back to the Tyrac.com studios to a man who has always predicted what's going to happen in every one of his monologues. It's Ben Mallard.
Please transmit immediately.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
Is it fact or fiction?
Let's face some raw facts.
Lies, 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 yeah.
On the Ben Mallard Show.
All right, let's do it. Here we go. It's time for fact or fiction. We welcome in our celebrity panel of judges, and we say good morning to Leslie, the power couple. They live in Bradenton, Florida, the spring training home of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Although you can't say that very loudly because the Pirates stink. But they don't stink. Leslie and Jack the Judge. Hello, Leslie.
Good morning, Ben. No, we do not stink.
No. 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 Everything good with you guys? Everything all right?
Yep. And with you?
Everything's good. You see the grandkids over the holidays here, over Hanukkah and the New Year and all that, or no?
Yeah, I'm flying up on the 20th.
Outstanding. And I'm sure you're not gonna spoil them at all, right?
No, 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 no.
That would be wrong. That would be inappropriate.
Yeah. Right.
I got you. All right, hold on a second, Leslie. We have Shane in Des Moines, Iowa. Hello, Shane.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome, Shane. Everything good with you?
Yeah, not too bad. Better than a Brian Fenley update.
Well, I just hope Netflix gives him another special. The Dahmer thing did pretty well, so hopefully they'll give him another one. Hold on a sec. We have Chris in Massachusetts. Hello, Chris. Welcome from the Commonwealth.
Good morning, Ben. Jamar Chase, you missed on your top 10. Sorry, in your monologue.
That's true. I did. All right, so then A.J. Brown's 11. There you go. How dare you? How dare you touch up my work? All right. Hold on a sec. Phylexis. How did I forget Jamar Chase? Bad job by me. Phylexis, what's going on? America's favorite drag queen caller who called us before it was cool to be a drag queen. Hello, Phylexis.
Hey, I'm picking the Bills, the Colts, and the Giants, Ben. And Brian's not number one, trust me.
No, who's number one?
You are, baby.
Oh, thank you. I'm giving you a hug, Phylexis. Oh, very kind. All right, hold on a sec. Phylexis is part of Bill's Mafia, if you're wondering. Frank is in the Great Salt Lake. Hello, Frank.
I want a hug, too, Ben. I also want you to post a photo of your muscular calves.
Really? How about if you send me a... Go to my fans-only page there, my OnlyFans page, and I'll hook you up. How about that?
Let's do it.
All right. Coop, you think I make any money on that?
No. I mean, actually, I don't know. Rachel would probably subscribe.
Oh, all right. You guys are so jealous. All right. Let's do this quickly here. Story number one, figure out which of the stories
is... And I
is...
guzzled that sucker down.
Calm down.
And Moving Man
true.
Matt.
Separating fiction from fact. All right. Raider linebacker Blake Martinez announced his retirement in the middle of his seventh NFL season. And apparently he decided to retire in part because of a recent windfall. He sold an extremely rare Pokemon card for almost $700,000. Story number two, how about that? During Mallard of the Third Degree segment earlier this week, we voiced our disapproval of Jacksonville, the Jags mascot wearing a Speedo. Well, the NFL has my back. All 32 teams were sent a memo to not follow in the footsteps of Jacksonville. Good job by the NFL. I approve of that. And story number three, you know, you've probably heard by now the World Cup in Qatar there. They decided to ban all beer sales at the venue. Well, Budweiser, they sent a huge shipment of beer, and they have nowhere to send it. They have it, and they said the country who wins the World Cup will receive the entire shipment set for Cutter. Real quick, Leslie, one, two, or three, Leslie?
I'm hoping it's number three.
All right, Shane, one, two, or three, Shane?
Number two.
All right, Chris, quickly, Chris.
One.
Phylexis.
Number too slow. One.
It's number two. Sorry, Frank. I'll send you my calves, all right? Check that out, Frank. We ran out of time, Frank. Number two.
Got a murder. Got to go.
I have nowhere to go.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.